Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that is ageofthecustomer.com. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. She is the tax mama. She is the person we turn to when we want to make sure that we're staying on the right side of the desk when it comes to complying with the IRS. Eva, thanks again for hanging out with us. Taxmama.com, right?
Taxmama.com. And just click on Ask a Question, and we'll answer your questions for free.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that very much. Small Business Taxes Made Easy is her book. Eva, we're in the conflict of interest mode. We're in the jointly and severally mode. What you got? Some other stories for us that we need to pay attention to. What about partnerships? What about when we have partners? When we have co-owners and they have spouses and families and issues? What do you think?
Oh, that's very important. And usually what happens is when a couple of people get together, they start a business, one of them will take over and handle all of the money issues. They don't generally do it together. And the other person trusts them. And, you know, usually there's no reason not to. But it gets complicated if that first person really doesn't have the training, they don't have the expertise, and they're just the one stuck with that work. They end up starting to resent it, first of all.
But also, there's a reason why checks and balances are a good thing.
There is a reason. And you know, especially when the other person isn't an expert, the two of them should be, or the two, three, or whatever owner should be sitting down on a weekly basis discussing what's going on. Because what inevitably happens is if there are employees, the payroll taxes don't get paid. The bookkeeping doesn't necessarily get done. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, trying to fix all of those and cover your you-know-what, the guy goes and starts mismanaging funds because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Desperate people do desperate things.
They do, and then they get embarrassed because they don't want the partner to know that they've messed up.
And now it's out of hand.
And it escalates. And so sometimes it happens due to mismanagement, due to things getting out of control and trying to fix it. I saw one guy do that with, he was the general partner in a series of partnerships. You know, the interest rates zipped up dramatically. He didn't tell anybody about the problem, tried to solve it by borrowing money from other partnerships. And you know what? He ended up basically stealing from all the partners to fix the problem.
Wow.
And it wasn't on purpose.
And he wasn't that kind of person, but folks, let me, you know, I've seen this too before, Eva. One little silly, stupid decision, one little mistake, one little thing, and instead of saying, "Hey guys, look what I did. I messed up. Let's talk about how to fix this." You try to fix it yourself. You try to Band-Aid it yourself. You say, "Okay, I'll move this over here, and when this turns around, I'll put it back." Blah blah blah. And I'm telling you, folks, 99 times out of 100, it is not the right thing to do.
And it's preventable. You know, this one guy, I absolutely begged him to sit down, talk to the owners, to the other partners, and let them know what was going on, because it could have been prevented. There was another group of partners, and they ended up doing something similar, and they ran about 12 or 15 partnerships. Mm-hmm. One of the partners decided that they were going to, you know, bring in an attorney and sue them and whatever.
Wow.
And I had two of the four general partners,
mm-hmm,
sit down with each and every partnership group one at a time every night of the week for several weeks and tell them what was going on. We laid out the problem. We laid out two or three solutions. And in every single case, nobody brought charges. We worked things out as well as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, things happen. They get out of your control. Don't try to take care of them yourself. Let your partners know what's going on.
But see, this could, if this happens to you folks, and you haven't done any check and balance on this, then you're as complicit as the person who did it. Because if you, if you have a vested interest, if you have joint and several liability, if it, then you have the responsibility to check behind, to get regular reports, so that you can say, wait a minute, okay, what's going on here? What have you done here? Well, I said so and so. Well, I don't want you to do that. Put it back and let's fix this. Okay, you made a mistake. Let's don't make this worse than it is. If you don't do that, even if you don't want to be the accountant or the tax preparer, if you don't do that, then you, in my opinion, Eva, you're as responsible as the other person is.
And you know what? The IRS feels that way when it comes to payroll taxes.
That's right.
So if you had signature authority on that bank account, even if you never used it,
yep,
and the payroll taxes aren't paid, the IRS is coming after you. And
right,
even if the company goes under, even if you file bankruptcy, you can't bankrupt the payroll taxes.
That's right. And they will put you in jail if they think that you did something intentional.
Well, intentional, yeah, it has to be intentional, but if you're just, you know, if you just end up getting assessed this, they're not going to put you in jail.
Don't tell them that.
For 10 years.
Even don't say that. I want to scare people into doing the right thing. They're going to come.
I'm not going to do that.
They're going to come with the black helicopters and 17 machine guns, ladies and gentlemen. No, well, I'll tell you, you don't want that visit. I promise you, don't want that visit.
You don't, because it's going to
I have a friend who's retired now, and he was part of the IRS enforcement.
Ooh, the guy with the gun.
He carried a badge and a gun. That's exactly right. And he said, you don't want me to come by and visit you. Jim, when you see me coming, you better hope I've called for lunch.
Gee, and those guys are hot.
That's right. 10-10, right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Eva, what would happen if the dog ate our hard drive in an audit? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.